Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hi, today's word is job. Now, this is a podcast about entrepreneurs and entrepreneurship. So you may be thinking, then why are we talking about jobs? Being an entrepreneur is the exact opposite of having, quote unquote, a job. As a matter of fact, a lot of people embrace entrepreneur because they want to avoid holding a J-O-B at all costs. But the reality is, a large majority of entrepreneurs, whether you're starting out or been an entrepreneur for a while, kind of hold, or often hold, both a job in addition to being an entrepreneur. Now, some people may see that as a sign of failure. If you're holding a job, then you're not truly an entrepreneur. But I have to challenge that a little bit. And that's what we're going to talk about in this particular segment. The fact of the matter is that holding a job can actually help you in a lot of ways with being mentally, physically, and financially stable while nurturing your entrepreneurship endeavors. So it's not just that it's your side job, or what people like to call a side hustle. It's as much of a job. It's literally like holding 2 8-hour jobs. And you have to be equally committed, especially if you want to see that entrepreneurship flourish. But having that job, in a lot of aspects, what I consider, you're your first investor. You're making enough money to hold down your day-to-day bills, and you have that extra income that you are earmarking specifically for investing in your business. That's your seed money. And plan on paying yourself back. All that to say that the second thing about a job, which, the first being just it providing some of that peace of mind, some of that stability, the seed money, is it's a way to get paid on the job training. One of the things as an entrepreneur, you can't afford to have training days. But when you're in corporate America, oftentimes, you're allowed to earmark time that you're being paid to learn. Now, if what you're learning on the job also can be repurposed for what you're doing as an entrepreneur, then it's a win-win. I'm not saying take your time on your job to be learning something completely different, unrelated to the job. That's actually in some forms of corporate stealing. because your time on the job should be what they're paying you for. But that's why picking what your job is very important. And it has double the payback when it's directly related to what your entrepreneur endeavors are. And the other important thing is if you're doing on-the-job training, be super observant. Don't just do your job. What you're looking to do is to really shadow and observe and understanding the running of the business. Every job, I dare say, that I've ever had, I was a student and was there to learn. If I wasn't learning, then that took away from me what I was doing. And then secondly, I always was looking at processes and procedures and lessons learned. What went well? What didn't? What worked? What were the things that I liked as an employee? All of these are so valuable, and they're expensive to just go and take classes. You're taking away time that you could be making money or running your business, but it's on-the-job learning. So the most important thing is prioritizing and identifying what's important between your job and your entrepreneurship endeavors. Differentiate that your entrepreneurship is as much as it's your primary and should be your primary focus, because that's your passion, that's your vocation, that's your future. But at the same time, early on, it's not paying the bills. So give just respect to whatever that job is that is paying the bills. But what you don't want, and what you need to be careful of, because some people who are future entrepreneurs have very good, high-paying jobs. But with high-paying jobs, it's not just a 9-to-5 that you can turn off. It can be draining, exhausting, mentally and physically. And so what energy you have left over after that job, it's just that. It's just left over. It's not the best part of you. And so oftentimes, your entrepreneurship is way after you're tired and exhausted and have no creativity left. You've got to create that balance of time. Look at the hours you're working and making sure that not just the best hours are going toward that job. Make sure you treat that job as a means to an end. Still fulfilling everything that you're paid for. And in some cases, and I myself am a private contractor, so I pick up different types of contracts. And I, over the years, I'm very well aware of high demanding contracts versus contracts that I can work and not feel exhausted and drained at the end of the day. But the reality is that the money is different. But sometimes you have to let go of that high-paying job, that high-paying contract, that high-paying gig, whatever it is for you, and pick one that might be in the moderate price pay range. But in that moderate pay range, it leaves you the energy you need to invest in your entrepreneurship. Know that being or becoming and sustaining being an entrepreneurship is a journey. It's not just a flip of a switch. It's not that you have a bright idea, so you drop everything. Now, your passion and your emotion and your heart may be telling you that, but you're going to find yourself in a financial situation that's so dire. And I've heard and I've had people come to me that after the fact, they've tasted a piece of their dream and and tasted being an entrepreneur, and then had to give it up and return back to work. And these are people that end up very, very frustrated. Whereas if you slowly step your way in, and as you're stepping your way and making your transition and planning your transition, it's a sustained transition. You never have to backtrack and be forced to work. Take your time. Just adjust your thinking about your job. Don't feel like you're stuck there. Feel like you're there to learn, and you'll know when you've gotten to the place where you've completed your learning, and now you've established, you've created the foundation needed for a sustainable entrepreneurship. So I hope you enjoyed this episode and got some good information out of it, and stay tuned for more. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. This is Entrepreneurship A to Z on Technology Espresso Radio. Bye for now.